Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 259. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get moving. Get ready. Get moving and go for life. That's right. Get ready and get moving. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday Go for Life Month celebration series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We have got another important story about the important program from the National Institutes on Aging that is one of 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. Do you want to learn easy ways to increase your activity level in everyday life? Of course you do. The National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health, is launching its annual Go for Life Month in September 2018. That's right, this month, this September. This year's theme, Get Ready, Get Moving, and Go for Life. The program offers free resources to help older adults work out a bit more, push themselves a little harder, and try all types of exercise. And this week, we're focused on the Get Moving portion of the four-week celebration, and we have asked NIA Go for Life partner Lynn Wolf, the communications manager for the Massachusetts Councils on Aging program, to join us. The Massachusetts Councils on Aging is a nonprofit membership organization serving the Commonwealth of Massachusetts municipally based councils on aging. The Massachusetts Councils on Aging mission is building strategic partnerships to educate, empower, and advocate for professionals who work with older adults. We will also be joined today by Go for Life director Stephanie Daly, who's been a guest many times on the program. Stephanie Daly works closely with the NIA partners like the Massachusetts Councils on Aging to better understand the aging process, as well as diseases and conditions that can occur as we grow older. Go for Life is an evidence-based exercise program. An evidence-based program is a program that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data, not just based on theory. Please join me in welcoming, via internet phone, Stephanie Daly and Lynn Wolf, Go for Life. Stephanie Daly and Lynn Wolf, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephanie Daly, it is always great to talk to you. I know this is a busy month for you at the National Institute on Aging, but welcome. And I'm going to let you introduce our guest today, Lynn Wolf from the Massachusetts Council on Aging. But again, Lynn Wolf, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Paul, for the opportunity to talk to your audiences about Go for Life and Go for Life Month. As you know, Go for Life Month is an opportunity for us to shine a spotlight on the importance of exercise and physical activity for older people, and we're now in the second week of Go for Life Month 2018. This year's theme is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. In the second week of Go for Life Month, we'd like people to focus on trying the four different types of exercises that Go for Life recommends for older adults: endurance, strength, balance, and flexibility. And last week was the first week of Go for Life Month, and we asked folks to get ready, so to prepare themselves for exercise, and hopefully they've done that. And now in this week, we're looking at moving into the four different types of exercise. So we're really pleased to have our partner, one of our partners, Lynn Wolf of the Massachusetts Councils on Aging, to speak with us about what they've been doing for Go for Life Month. And as I said in previous interviews, we have a number of partners on the Go for Life campaign, and we couldn't do the work of Go for Life without those partners, federal, national, and local partners. And Lynn exemplifies the kind of work that we like partners to engage in, and I'm so happy to be able to introduce her to this interview.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Lynn. As I say, I've had a chance to do a little bit of research on you. You're doing some great things. I've gotten to know Stephanie over these past few months, and certainly on a more in-depth level this month during Go for Life Month. But I know, too, that the partners mean a lot, and they mean a lot to our listeners. But tell us, Lynn, what is it that Massachusetts Council on Aging is focused on this month?
Well, Massachusetts Councils on Aging, or MCOA, is a nonprofit membership organization of the 300 Municipal Councils on Aging and Senior Centers in Massachusetts. And this month, we're focused on our walking clubs and our Go for Life walks. Our major focuses are healthy aging and economic security, outreach to underserved populations, and training and technical assistance. So this falls right into our healthy aging pillar.
It makes sense to me, absolutely. Why partner with NIA on Go for Life? Why do that? And, you know, let's just get right to the heart of this.
Again, we felt the NIA and Go for Life aligned really well with our pillar of focus on healthy aging, and we sought out the partnership to bring added resources and attention to our efforts. Go for Life is a great resource offering the materials to get and keep people moving, and our efforts with our walking clubs are all about that as well, so we felt it was just the perfect partnership.
As we get into the winter months, and we're recording this, of course, during Go for Life month in September, I imagine walking is going to be even more important to all of the people in Massachusetts as well as across the United States. But give us a sense about the Go for Life fun walks that you're doing and what it means to the people there in Massachusetts and how things are going so far this September and Go for Life month.
Well, the walks are just starting out, but I know the Councils on Aging have really embraced them. I went to my first one on Saturday, and the seniors were really excited to get out and walk. There are walks of all sizes going on, and we're welcoming people to bring their families with them to get everyone up and moving at least for a day and hopefully beyond that.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We've had other partners on the line with us, and they've talked a little bit about some of the individual participants, giving us some stories and a glimpse into what it means to actually participate. Do you have any stories that you could share with us about how the participants have responded thus far to the walks?
Well, we work with seniors, so the seniors have been really excited to get out and walk. If they see it as a social event as well as exercise. The one that I went to on Saturday, they had, you know, people with canes, people with walkers, everybody of all abilities getting out there and just walking. And since we took over the Keep Moving Walking Club program in 2014 from the state of Massachusetts, we had convened Go the Distance Walk that was held in June, but we really felt that it wasn't doing what we wanted it to do. So this year we moved it to September and aligned it with Go for Life. And we were able to get 38 locations a grant to hold these events. And about 30 of them fell within September. So I don't have a lot of stories yet because most of the walks haven't taken place yet. But it's great to see everybody of all abilities getting out there and just doing it and walking their hearts out.
Lynn, tell us, how were you able to provide the grant financing?
We received a grant very generously from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts.
Well, we'll probably, I know Stephanie well, we will probably follow up with you, Lynn Wolf, about the progress, and maybe we'll get some stories from you at that point in time. Well, Go for Life Month is going right now. It's a big deal. Certainly my audience is excited about it. But what about beyond Go for Life Month? What's MCOA plan to do later and kind of after September?
Well, again, we took over the Keep Moving program, which is a walking club program. So we have about 55 walking clubs. And a lot of them go during the winter as well as in the summer months. So we tend to keep people moving. And the senior centers have an array of exercise programs that we really try to focus on and keep people up and active.
That's great. I know the Go for Life website, which is newly updated, is just chock-a-block full with resources. I imagine MCOA is pointing participants towards the resources available at the new website. We certainly are doing that with a link. Have you had a chance to look at that new website, Lynn Wolf, and are you using that for some of your resources too?
Absolutely. We're actually using some of the materials for a Falls Prevention Awareness Day at the State House on this coming Monday, next Monday. And the website is, it's great. And it, the materials, I've encouraged all of our walking clubs and all of our walking event participants to get materials and hand them out at their walks.
That's great to hear. Stephanie Daly, that is just a high compliment and high praise for all the things that you're doing. And as always, Stephanie Daly, I like to give you the last word. Any follow-up questions for Lynn or anything else we need to talk about today?
Well, yes. This has been wonderful to hear Lynn's description of what's been happening with the walking clubs, the Go for Life Fun Walks in Massachusetts. We just are so impressed with what you've been able to do, Lynn, in terms of getting the funding and organizing it statewide. And this is the largest walking club event for Go for Life that's ever taken place, so we're real pleased. I just had another question for you. Gave me some tips, shared with me some tips that your committee had come up with in terms of how to make a walk successful, how to make a walking club be sustainable. Would you want to share a few of those tips for other people who might be interested in starting their own walking clubs?
Oh, sure. We had a conference call recently, and we had some great feedback from our walking club leaders, and some of the things that they're doing are incentivizing people to walk through giving small prizes every few weeks to make sure, you know, whoever's been there 4 weeks, if they walk every week, they get entered into a little drawing. We have people who are they're putting goals like walking from Boston to New York collectively. So how many ever miles the group walks, that's how many miles they have towards their trip. They're finding that the seniors don't like walking in the mall, they said, which was interesting, but they do like walking outdoors and like strip malls and things like that. And so they take them to different locations, maybe a trip to a walking, a rail trail, or to a park. So there are lots of different ideas that can sustain and keep a walking club going.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, because walking is a wonderful way for old adults to start out with exercise. And the more they do it, the better things become, and it can lead to other kinds of exercise as well. So thank you so much for what you're doing. We're so appreciative.
And I have to say, I agree. I like walking outside, too. Walking in the malls is fine. It's wonderful when it's really bitterly cold outside. But it is just so nice to be outside. And glad to hear you're doing all these things, Lynn Wolf. Thank you so much for your generous time today. Massachusetts Council on Aging, partner of NIA, Lynn Wolf has joined us. And Stephanie Daly has been here again, which we are appreciative of all that you both are doing for Go for Life Month. Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Paul.
My thanks to our guests today. And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.